What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 56 of Beyond Every Toy Aisle. This is one of your hosts, Eduardo Pineda.
Thanks, Xavier Puente.
What's up, man?
Nothing much. So, I got an email this morning. My wife was telling me, and it's something I was asking you just right now about the up-and-coming Comic-Con, bro. And she was saying that, you know, the dates and stuff were coming up, and so I was just asking, Eduardo, like, what does he think, and, like, you know, what is he expecting, like, you know, because I'm thinking that, like, whatever was supposed to, you know,
happen,
like, it already happened, like, online and stuff, you know, all those events that they had, but I was looking at the news yesterday, and they were, or was it this morning, well, they were talking about the dates and stuff like that, and they were filming in front of the convention center, so that's what
I
was wondering.
Okay, so most likely, yeah. I don't know, but, I mean, Black Friday, huh? It's going to start on Black Friday, guys.
You know, for a while, like, I haven't gone to a Black Friday. Like,
Black Fridays are definitely not the same as they used to be.
They used to, you know. Yeah.
Just because of the online shopping and, like, the deals weren't that, like, as good, you know, so.
You know, usually the stuff that I'm looking for, like, and it was something that I learned on myself, and it's like a, not really a trial by error, but just like going, like, because I usually just look for like games for my kids for like their video game systems and also those monthly like online things.
Okay, that, like the subscriptions for like the Xbox Live.
Yeah, so they like usually have it for like $50, and that day they have it for like $25, stuff like that. You know, so that's why. But that shit, like, I can leave it there and come back the following day and it's still there, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not something, I mean, yeah, people are looking for, like, the sales on TVs and, you know, things like that, but I don't need a TV.
Yeah.
So, you know, on that note, I probably wouldn't give a shit about Black Friday. I would go
over there. Yeah, yeah. So, November 28th. Through the 30th, if I'm not mistaken, it would be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I don't think there's gonna be enough. Like, I think maybe like this time it's like gonna be kind of like the old days, like where you can see everything in one day,
right?
Type of thing, you know, like, and it's gonna be kind of, this is the way I picture it. I could be totally wrong, but I don't think none of the big studios are gonna be coming.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm thinking also. Yeah, because it's not really like something like before.
It's
Comic-Con,
not
going to
be as massive. Like, the amount of people that are going to be there is not going to be as much. So, therefore, the money is not going to come in as much, you know?
Yeah, nobody made trips. Nobody made plans.
I'm sure there's going to be people, though, that are going to come from different places.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's not going to be as much, you know? And I could be wrong, but I don't know. But another thing is, like, the ticket system is not going to be, I don't think there's going to be an option for you to buy, like, a single day. Like, you got to buy the whole 3 days.
And
it's going to be, I think, like, pretty much 50 per day. So it's going to be 150 for the 3-day badge. They didn't announce any pricing for individual badges, which it makes me think that they're not going to have single day.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Maybe they do.
That would
know.
Suck, you know, to pay that amount. And then, like you say, you just go there the first day and you see everything, you know, that you need to see.
Unless they have, like, artists different days or something. I don't know. They seem to have creative ideas in the past.
Yeah.
That they might be able to adapt them sort of, like, into like schedule different things every day,
yeah.
Which would be dope, you know, but I don't know, as far as like the toy companies, which is mainly what I go for, like to buy like exclusives and stuff,
yeah.
Is definitely not gonna be there. That takes up a large quantity of my time, other than me getting signatures, which also motivates me to go. Because I do get stuff signed also, and meet like some of like the cast of like some shows or something, but I don't think that's gonna happen this time.
So do you go into the panels?
No, I don't really go into the panels, but I do the signings. You know, like I try to get their signatures, like The Walking Dead for like Robert Kirkman for the comic books. That's for like my personal collection and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Just things like that, or Jim Lee. I don't know, just things like that, you know. But I don't think those guys. I don't think a lot of those guys are gonna. There might be like one or two that might show up, you know. I'm hoping that like there's some local people that come through and like help out and or like make special appearances. But again, you can't force them, or then they don't have to come, you know. So
you know what I feel. I hope I see over there the Gregorian Guard.
Oh, the Gamorrean Guard? Stephen Constantino? Dude, no.
We don't want to go there.
I mean, I would talk to him, but then I would be like, damn.
Bro, I don't have any.
Like, how else would he remember me? I wonder if he, like, how. I would have to explain that whole story to him for him to probably remember. I don't think he remembers me, to be honest. I could be wrong.
You could be wrong.
But
hey, you're the guy that didn't want to give me all those figures.
But it could be like where I tell him like, hey, do you remember me from Rocket Con or whatever? You signed my figure. And maybe he'll remember. I don't know. But
that's like, if you guys don't know, that's like an ongoing joke, man. But
from the beginning, man.
I know. I don't know how many times you told that story, but it's funny every time. Anyway, you saw him at his autograph signing booth, right, or something like that? You were talking to him.
So he was at. So this is what happened. Somebody told me, I can't remember if it was Benjamin or who it was, but somebody told me that he was signing for free, or something like that. If I vaguely I remember somebody telling me that they were signing for free, or if not, it was like a cheap charge, you know. At the time, I didn't know like how much it was gonna cost, which it wasn't like a super like crazy amount. But for me, like for him, for like the character that's there, is like damn, it was a little bit, for me it was a little bit expensive, you know. But I don't want to offend him, but I don't know, like that's just me, you know. But that's because the way I grew up, you know. So I go over there and I'm like, oh, this would be cool to talk to this guy about his origin story, or how he got into being able to be act as the Gamorrean guard on the Star Wars set, you know. So I was talking to him, and you know, like just trying to chat a little bit. And I was talking to him, and then I was like, "Well, do you mind if I record you? You know, so we can do a little segment on our podcast." And he was like, "Sure, yeah, you know, he's a cool dude and stuff." And I was gonna get my figure signed. I had already told him, but I was like, you know, we'll leave this at the end or whatever. And he then proceeds to tell me that it was $30. And then I was like, oh shit, like I didn't expect it to be $30, you know. I was like, at least maybe 5 or 10, you know. I was like
break him off something.
Yeah, like based on what he did, you know, he didn't do much, you know. Like I don't know how much I would pay for others, but you know, I didn't feel comfortable paying the 30, but I wanted to get my figure signed, you know. So I was like, fuck it, it'll bring up the value, and yet I'm just gonna keep it for myself. So the 30, it doesn't really hurt me too much, because it's not a lot of money, but for that signature for me, you know, at least for me. I don't know about for you or for other people, but for me, it was like, damn, that's a little bit steep, but okay. I was like, well, I have another figure at home that I'm trying to get, that I would like to get signed, you know, for the $30. And so I bring it the next day, and then we're chatting. I went up to him like after a while, like it was a while. I waited for him to not get busy, you know, for him to be like kind of slow. And I was like, well, if you want to come to my booth, you can see, like, we could do a trade, you know, like I'll trade you, because I had mentioned to him the day before, if we wanted to do a trade, we could do a trade. Like, I'd give him some product, like $30 worth, and he'd give me, like, the signature. You know, that's what I went to tell him, and that's what I understood. I think he took it as like, I'll take whatever I want, and I'll just sign whatever you, whatever is Star Wars related. Doesn't matter if it's not Gamorrean guard, like Princess Leia, yeah. Kylo Ren, Boba Fett, Luke Skywalker, whatever I had, you know. Yeah.
Whatever Star Wars. If it says
so,
Star Wars.
So, before that happens, this guy is like, we get to the booth. And he starts picking out all these things. You know, he started picking out the turtles.
He's making a pile.
He's getting a... Javier is witnessing firsthand in person. He's the closest person to us.
And Ben was making faces. I was like, bro, he's like, I can see it in his face saying, like, bro, he's gonna get paid.
You know, Benjamin's like, yeah, he's Eduardo's about to get paid and shit. I'm like,
so I think like
okay. I was like, whoa. He's really gonna pay all this shit? In my head, you know?
He had like four, and then he went to five, and then he looked up. He's like, "Hey, can I see that one up there?" Like he wanted the four turtle sets.
Yeah, Remember the movie set? The movie set, because he said he could get them signed by his friends, and then like probably sell them or like keep them or whatever, because he knew the people, the actors of the TMNT crew, and I was like, okay, well, like. That's gonna be like this much, you know, like, and it was like $300 or something. And he was, I stopped because I wanted to make sure that he was into the deal, you know, because I was under the impression it was only gonna be for $30. But then that's when he busted out that card where he was like, "Well, I can sign whatever you want."
Oh man!
And then I saw Javier. I turned around to Javier, and Javier's like, he turned around. I was like fuck I'm out of here.
And like, whatever you have, look, you have the Princess Leia there, I'll sign that. And Eduardo was like, trying to be a gentleman, but at the same time, like, dude, what the fuck are you?
Yeah, like, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm like, but she's not related to you, you know, like, those figures are not related to you, so it wouldn't benefit me to get them signed, you know, give you all this product for your signature if it's not gonna bring up the real value for the figure. You know, I know it's Star Wars related, but it's just, I'm sorry, but I can't, you know?
Yeah.
It was something along those lines. But I was trying to be as polite as possible. Yeah.
Like, bro, you're...
Yeah, he said it like at least two or three times.
Well, your autograph is not worth it.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, like, I'm sorry, you know, like, this is what I was trying to portray to you, you know, like, I explained it to him. This is what I explained to you yesterday, and he was like, oh, I was under the impression like I could sign anything. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I can't remember if we worked out a deal or if I paid him for the autograph, but I'm pretty sure I got both of them signed, you know, and one of them was personalized, the first one, and the second one wasn't. So, I still have them somewhere. I don't know where they're at right now, to be honest. They're somewhere in one of the boxes I have, you know, somewhere. But
that is a good story.
it was just insane, you know, like.
The Comic-Con for both of us is, like, two different things, you know?
Yeah, like, this Comic-Con is definitely not going to feel like...
No, definitely
previous
not.
Comic-Cons, you know?
No, but I'm saying, like, you know, you're more into, like, you know, what the exclusives are going to be.
Yeah.
And I'm more into, like, what the...
The vibes.
Yeah, the cosplay.
The cosplay, yeah, like, the vibe side of it.
So, you know, it would be cool if I can get tickets and I can go in just to check it out. But, man...
I'm sure there's going to be cosplayers, though, bro.
Yeah, but
it's not going to be the same.
Like, yeah, not like... years before.
I'm
like,
sure there's gonna be some that'll still come and support, bro. Like, maybe local ones get some buenos, you know, that they're good. I mean, you expect lower expectations than usual, but I'm sure there's gonna be people who are gonna cosplay.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's gonna be probably like more vibe like an old school, or like maybe like a local type show, you know,
right.
Like, but just maybe a little bit more to a massive scale. Like definitely probably bigger than RocketCon, not to bash RocketCon, but you know, like, it's definitely gonna be interesting in my opinion, but at the same time I'm hoping the value is there, you know.
Right.
So We'll see. Like
some kind of exclusives might
we'll
come
see.
Out.
I don't, you know? I don't, not really the exclusive, just like even if it's signatures, you know, like right. of comic book artists or like the Funko Pop creator, Mike Becker, because he's local. I don't know, you know, the possibilities are definitely there. There might be slim, but they're there, you know, so.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope that we get the best of it. I really honestly just can't wait for the bigger stuff to happen, but yet again we don't know when that's ever gonna happen again. Hopefully next year, but I mean, only time will tell. I mean, what's something that you've been picking up or like what you've been up to, bro?
Oh, do the cards or like
buying more cards.
I mean, we you know, we talk about this all the time. I mean, it's just a topic that always comes out on our podcast, you know, but still,
recently.
Yeah, the card game is, like, crazy, you know. And I'm starting to, like, look at the different people, or the people that make lines, and, you know, the people that go over there to see what product,
yeah.
new product, and stuff like that. You know, I don't really stick around to find out. I mean, I'll go and pick up something.
Whatever you can find.
Yeah.
The leftovers, you could say.
Yeah, the sloppy seconds.
Sometimes they leave some stuff that's good. Like,
yeah.
Like ETBs for Pokemon. Like, if there's a collector, they're going to be able to find it because, like, Pokemon, especially Evolving Skies, is being overprinted. So the price for it is just not, you know, the resale value is just not there.
What do you think about, like, and you know, previous Elite Trainer boxes that I've opened up, I've done like several hits. But what do you feel about like just getting one hit out of?
I mean,
like a $40 box.
Bro, I've been screaming I feel cheated for months. You feel me? Like,
bro, that don't get pissed off about the ripping of the cards, man. It needs to be done.
I literally feel cheated, bro. Literally, like, I can't explain it. Like, I would 1,000 times more prefer there to be a goddamn freaking basic hollow, you know, or some sort of different detail on the card than just the basic card, because, dude, that is frustrating.
Yeah,
but
I feel cheated cards.
I feel cheated cards for me, you know? I don't know if that's ever going to blow up outside of me. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one doing it. Like,
you and your daughter.
My daughter did it. Yeah, she did do it. So she didn't say, I don't think she said I feel cheated, but
right.
She did rip the card. So that was wild. I don't know if it'll ever catch fire. I hope it does.
Yeah.
Just so that we
just
can,
so everybody else
you know,
can feel like they, you know, they feel cheated. So you gotta.
I mean, you're putting in, you're investing into this. You know, you want to at least get your money's worth. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
For me, you know, you want to get your money's worth at least. You know, I wouldn't mind getting my money. Like, if I invest $5, and I can make $5 off that pack, I would gladly sell that one card for $5, you know. But instead, like, or even $3, you know, at least take some of my loss, but like pretty much like $1 or something. Like, come on, man. Like, shit, at 50 cents, I don't know, like, how much could they be worth? Like, nobody wants no basic rare cards. That's just me, but I don't know, like,
make
I said
it, make it worth.
But even like the like sports cards,
yeah,
like the retail value, they're raising retail value. Like, some of the blasters are not like $19.99 anymore.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're seeing like $24.99 prices and
$27, $30. Like, even the mega boxes, like, they're becoming like $60 and shit. Like, so when they used to be 40, so it's a different, you're still kind of getting, like, value wise, like, if you think about it, if you do the math, on the most part, you're still getting cards for like between maybe 80 to like I don't know, 80 to a dollar a piece, you know, maybe a dollar and some change.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as a gamble, you know, if you get like 20 cards and you paid like $22 for it, I mean, you gotta hit at least a $5 card. Everything else you sell for a dollar, you're making some money back, you know, like some, at least some. But you never know, you pull a $30, $40, $100, $200 card, you know, like, it's fucking wild. It's hard, you know, because you do have to put the time in and
getting those autograph cards. Or yeah. Like
my Bruno Fernandez and stuff. The one that you hooked me up that one time at Target, the mosaic boxes, oh, the soccer. Yeah. Remember I pulled that auto?
Yeah.
Bro, that auto is massive.
The Star Wars one too, remember? Did you get an auto?
Oh, I got the Ewok, the artist card. Yeah.
That was sick.
Yeah. Fabian pulled some too.
Oh, yeah?
Fabian pulled some Star Wars.
Some fire.
I think he got like an Anakin one. Like, from the artist card or whatever. Okay. Yeah. And it was autographed by the artist too. So those are pretty dope. But yeah, the price for retail is going up. So the resale value is going up, which is going to make it harder for people who are on a budget to spend more on cards, which I'm not 100% sure if it's going to hurt the hobby. Or what's going to happen, or what's going to transition, because it might be just people are going to start buying more single cards.
Yeah.
Just because some of them would rather just get the card, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've seen. Like, I've heard a lot of people, too, like, you know, paying, you know, regular prices, because you're going to get, like, all these boxes and boxes of cards just for so you can try to get the one person you're looking for and, you know, to pay... what, $3 to $10, you know, to have it, you know. Because I remember one time, too, I opened up a box of... I really don't like baseball because, like, there's, like, so many baseball players. Like, you don't even know, you know, just to look for one person. And I bought, I think it was, like, a $20 box. And what do you call it? Dude, there was, like, no... that dude, Fernando Tatis Jr., I was looking for that guy. And he didn't... Nothing. Not even one card in that box with him.
Damn, that must have
been tough. Later on, I found out that there was other cards that I wasn't even paying attention to.
That were
there
good?
Was a, yeah, there was a Vladimir.
Oh, Vladimir Guerrero.
There was a...
Otani?
Yeah, Otani in there. And I was just like, who the fuck are these guys? Like,
no. Hey, that's the best, bro. Trust me, bro. Trust me. I've been going back on my MLS shit and be like, damn, I missed that. Like there was a couple players that I was like, oh, now they're plays, you know. So, and I go back and
Mike Trout, you guys.
I have some Mike Trouts, but not nothing too crazy, you know. Like, none of his rookies or nothing like that. But like, yeah, maybe like $4, $5, $10 cards, you know, here and there. Maybe if I graded them, they cost a little bit more, but. Yeah. I mean, I'm getting to the point where I think I'm gonna start grading. That's like my next goal. I think I already mentioned this, but that's like my next play right now.
Did you hear that? I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's but you know those new Pokemon Oreo cookies? Somebody already sent them out to get graded.
I see no purpose in getting these things graded, to be honest. Like. I mean, how is it gonna stay in that condition? You know, like, how are you gonna display it properly without it getting damaged?
Right.
You feel me? And like, what if it crumbles and shit inside?
Yeah, I mean, or disintegrates.
You know, so I mean, I don't know. It's just retarded. Like,
so which ones are you looking at sending out?
No. Like, let's keep talking about these goddamn fucking Oreos, bro. Please. Like, even the people who are trying to sell them for, like, $20 and shit, like, just...
Bro.
You can live without them fucking Oreos, trust me. Like, even I'm a Pokemon fan. If I can't find them, like, I ain't gonna trip, to be honest. I would love to get my hands on some on a Mew and a Mewtwo and put that shit in my mouth, devour it, put it into fucking soak that bro, shit into the fucking chopiarla, you know?
I feel cheated cookie.
Nah, I wouldn't. It wouldn't be a I feel cheated cookie. It'd be like this goddamn Oreo's fucking good, you know? Like Oreos are delicious.
You know?
So
the ice cream is even better.
I don't really like the Oreo ice cream, to be honest, but I like the Oreo cookies. I like to dip that shit and put some in my cereal.
Slap some
you know, put some in the bottom. Put some on the bottom of my fucking bowl. Pour some cereal.
Yeah.
Then get a spoonful of peanut butter. Pour that fucking milk, and fucking go to town, bro. Cause that shit is fucking delicious. But
bro, you had me at peanut butter.
So
I'm the only one in my house that likes peanut butter. Dude.
I eat spoonfuls of peanut butter every day.
I used to eat peanut butter with celery.
Oh, really?
You like that?
Yeah. Not really. I mean, I could tolerate it, but it's not like my favorite snack or whatever.
Yeah.
I could also do like with apples is pretty good too.
Yeah.
But I like it by itself.
Just
or
like
PB&J.
Now, do you like the,
I like the
fucking, creamy kind or the peanut?
No, I like the peanuts, bro. I like to feel that crunchiness in my fucking mouth. You know, like, that shit is good. Because when I was little, like, I remember, like, there was a price difference, you know.
With
my mom, yeah, my mom couldn't afford that shit. Or, like, I don't know how big the difference was. I always attributed it to because it was cheaper. My mom didn't buy the peanut butter. Maybe she just didn't like the peanuts. I don't know. But I always attributed it to not having, like, the peanut kind. And every time I would get a hold of myself with some peanut one, I fucking go crazy.
Like, it was something special.
Yeah, it was something special, bro. So,
the only one that I used to like, and I used to like to buy it for my kids, but I would tear that shit up. The one that had the mix. The one that was with
the peanut butter and the jelly.
And the peanut butter and the jelly.
Nah, some of them, I never got into, like,
bro,
mom would buy some for a while, but it wasn't, like, my favorite. But I feel you, though.
Back when I was young too, we used to go to this little mall close to by my house, in my hometown, and they had a Baskin Robbins in there.
Oh, damn.
And my favorite ice cream in there was a chocolate and peanut butter ice cream. You know why? Because like, whenever they would scoop it up, right, and they would put your scoop in there, like those hard pieces of cold peanut butter,
when you put Reese's inside of your peanut butter, like in Cold Stone.
Oh,
have you gone to Cold Stone?
No,
that shit's expensive, but I mean for me, you know, like
cold thing, and then
from how I grew up and shit, like that shit is expensive, but I mean, that shit is good. To be honest, I've gotten a couple times, you know. I treated myself every once in a while, but
dude,
you can put like different ingredients, like you can put like chocolate chips and like fucking gummy worms gummy bears
and
fucking different things, you know. They mix it and shit and they prepare it and it's pretty good, you know. Like, but I don't know if I said this before, but some low key shit like Smart Final strawberry bucket ice cream. I don't know if it's a gallon, but that shit is good, bro.
Bro, I
Five
tried
bucks.
Something yesterday. It's gonna be the death of me, bro. But blueberry cheesecake ice cream.
Oh man,
dude,
I've never had that before.
It's it's a cheap brand. It's a Walmart brand.
Oh really? The Walmart brands are pretty good.
Dude, it's fire, bro. Because like, there's like it looks like there's like white.
It's great
ice
value.
Like. Yeah,
it's great value.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's like vanilla ice cream around it, but like right in the dead center, like you get chunks of like the crust.
Are you able to mix it and stuff or no?
Yeah, you can
mix
it, but like in the middle is like where all the goodness is. Like if they just like swirled it and they put it in the.
Yeah. They got the black cherry too, and they got the mint chocolate chip, bro. Oh,
but have you ever had the ice cream, the peanut butter ice cream?
I don't think I have, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta taste it.
Bro, there's a... Also, they have that Reese's ice cream cake. I've never had it, but...
I've never had that either.
But, dude, I bet you it's good.
I enjoy Reese's, too, though.
Just like that? Like,
yeah.
Do you, like, take it apart and eat the peanut butter?
I take off the edges first. The chocolate, I eat the edges first. and then I leave the center with the peanut butter and like it's still surrounded with chocolate, but I take out like the crust, you could say.
No,
I don't know, it's just a thing.
I can put peanut butter on anything.
Or sometimes I just put it like, oh, just fucking put the whole thing in my mouth.
Like at the Plaza Bonita Mall, in the middle, like, you know where the games, I think the GameStop is, right? Like, on, or like where the John's Incredible Pizza.
Simone.
Like, there's a place where you can get like these drinks, like these frappes, like, okay, you know, like a Starbucks kind of thing.
Like in the middle, like whatever. One of the little boutiques or whatever? Yeah. Okay.
And they offer a peanut butter drink.
Have you had it?
Oh, dude, yes.
How much is that shit?
They're expensive, fuck, but man. I know, like $6-7 for the...
It doesn't entice me to go and try it, but at the same time, I'm like, fuck.
Right?
I really want to try it.
Dude, oh my God, dude. $7. I think there's like a, like you can put like a banana, and I think I've tried it was a banana and peanut butter one.
Damn. That sounds good.
And the more you put, like, if you tell them, like, to add more and stuff like that, then the more it tastes like peanut butter right now. It's deadly, bro, but, yeah, I'm a peanut butter fan. And the sad thing about it is that, like, my family, like, I think my son, my oldest son does like it, but he likes the cream. You know, something that, that I've never tried, but I heard, I don't know if you ever heard that Elvis Presley, one of his favorite sandwiches was a peanut butter, banana, and bacon sandwich.
No, I've never had that before.
I've never had it. I've had peanut butter and banana.
Me too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
I mean, even on a peanut butter and jelly with banana, bro.
Bro.
It's pretty good. But... It's a lot of sugar, to be honest, but really? I was like, fuck this shit. I'm gonna eat this right now.
What got you into peanut butter? Like,
I always liked peanut butter since I was a kid. I don't know.
Kid?
I always liked peanut butter, but.
One day your mom brought it home?
And I don't know. To be honest, I don't remember. I just know I've always liked peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
And my lady, she, for the longest time, she, like, and her whole family, they would never eat peanut butter.
Yeah.
And now, I think it's because of me. They like the mom, she'll eat peanut butter every once in a while. And my lady, well, she started when she was pregnant with my daughter, you know? So that's when she started out of like trying to get enough nutrients.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife as well, she's not a peanut butter fan. She even the smell of it makes her like want to throw up.
No, but my lady, she'll eat like peanut every once in a while. She won't eat it like every day, but like she'll eat it more often than before. And my daughter, she loves it.
Yeah.
I started giving her spoonfuls. Like, I was like, hell yeah. Yeah. She's another peanut butter, and she loves peanut butter too.
Yeah, if like I want a snack or something, or if like I just feel like, bro, do you ever mix Nutella with peanut butter? Like
I can't really do Nutella, bro. It's bro. too much sugar, bro. For
just
me,
at least like, a spoonful, it just tastes like a Reese's.
You can't do a spoonful of Nutella, bro. That's too much.
It's the same thing. Like if you would like suck on your Reese's peanut butter cup.
No, it's not the same. It's definitely not the same. I can guarantee you it's not the same amount of sugar. There's way more sugar in Nutella. Like,
Nutella's more healthy?
Hell
than
no, bro. Nutella's like more than like, I think like, I can even, I want to say it's 90, but I want to play it safe. I'll go 75. 75% sugar, bro.
God,
like way more than half of the content in there is sugar. Yeah, so it's like, nah. My lady has it. My daughter eats, like, here and there, but, like, mainly on, like, a sandwich or, like, something like that at night.
My oldest son likes Nutella with King's Hawaiian bread.
I don't know
it's
what
like
that
a,
is, bro.
It's like a, bro.
It's a white bread?
No, it's like, you know, those little biscuits or those rolls that you get for, like, on Thanksgiving or whatever?
Ah, Simon, yeah.
But they're sweet.
Oh, okay.
So sweet on sweet.
Okay. Yeah, no.
That'd
bro,
be like overkill.
I hate to be busting the balls on Nutella, but I would highly stay away from. I mean, have it every once in a while,
right?
But on a daily basis is probably not the best thing, to be honest.
Especially me.
But it is what it is, you know. We all have our freaking things, you know, like, I mean, there's things you just can't, you know, it's hard to give up, but, I mean, I try to make my sacrifices as much as I can, but I admit that sometimes I do, like, I'll go on for weeks, like, where I'm, like, eating unhealthy, like, more unhealthy than usual, because usually I'm pretty kind of, like, pretty healthy, but I'll go on my rails where I'm like.
But like, what do you mean by unhealthy? Like, what, like, do you eat burgers?
Whatever, bro. I always eat burgers, like burgers. But I'm to me, like, unhealthy is like gancitos, ice cream, like lots of ice cream, bro. Like every day, ice cream, like cups of ice cream, like at least one cup.
What do you have in your house with ice cream wise?
I'm telling you, that Smart and Final $5 bucket, bro.
The strawberry one?
Yeah, or sometimes I go to the paleteria and I get some a dozen dollar ones, the ones that usually cost a dollar with the paletero.
Oh, the cups?
No, the dollar, like the paletas.
Oh, okay.
The sabor, like the fruit, I get like $6.50 for the dozen, bro.
Oh, yeah, those are another thing that's...
Yeah.
Those dollar ones?
Yeah.
Especially the ones
I mean, they're not a dollar anymore. They used to be a dollar, you know, but they're like $1.50 now, or probably $2-3 sometimes. God damn.
But I like the ones that have like that like leche in it.
Yeah, those are the ones that get half of the fucking containment that I take home is a fucking fresa con leche, bro. Fuck. Shit.
Have you ever had the one that is like the fresa, but it's dipped in chocolate with like coconut or something?
Yeah,
like
yeah, but those are more expensive. They're not part of the. You get a dozen for $6.50. You know, you gotta pay a little bit more and stuff for the dozen. But I mean, every once in a while, I'll treat myself to that one on the low key.
On the low
key. You know, without my lady finding out and shit, I eat it on the way home. Really? You know, but
my dad, he used to like bubblegum one. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen those, the one that it's all blue, like a light blue, and on the very bottom it has like two pieces of chiclet.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, they're actually, yeah, I know, and they're actually from, like, the ones that you're talking about, the ones, the fruit ones.
Yeah.
Damn, so that was his favorite?
That was his favorite, bro.
Damn.
He would fill up his refrigerator with them.
God damn.
Yeah.
That must have been wild. Shit. That was his thing.
Not just that, he liked the Magnum ice creams also.
Oh, yeah. My lady likes those too, bro.
He would set up.
She likes like the chocolate. You know how now they have like, before it used to be like rare when they came out with different ones, but now they have all these variations. But they got this dark chocolate with dark chocolate and shit on side, and they're like, fuck, bro, this shit's fucking delicious.
I was telling my wife there was one that I used to like, not a Magnum, but just a regular ice cream over here in the National City Swap Meet. Where it was I think it was like vanilla.
You're talking about the spot that closed?
No. It's just one of those ladies that would walk around with it. But there was, I think it was vanilla, and then on the inside it had a bar of chocolate or something.
Oh,
and
man,
so whenever you bit into it, like the center of it is like a big piece of chocolate.
I don't know. I've never tasted it.
That one was a good one.
I'm gonna see it. Do they still sell it or not?
I don't know. You probably could ask.
Maybe tomorrow we'll check and see.
Yeah, and I know you were saying that you don't like Oreos, like cookies and cream and stuff. But right here in this, right here next to Walmart,
yeah,
there's that place where they sell like frutas and
I
think.
I didn't
yeah,
know.
You should go check it out. Well, they have this one that's a paleta of cookies and cream. But it has a big old Oreo cookie.
No,
like,
I can't, bro. Trust me, I can't. I've had stuff like that, but no, I can't.
Bro, that thing is good too.
I don't like the ice cream, bro. The ice cream is just not the same taste as fucking Oreos.
Just having Oreo.
I like the
that.
Oreo taste. The taste of the Oreo. I don't like the taste of the ice cream. Comes nowhere near the taste of a regular cookie Oreo. But I had my phase where I liked the Oreo cookie. Like the ice cream, they used to sell them in these cups, you know.
Oh yeah.
That's how they first kind of traditionally kind of got popular, you know. I used to enjoy those, but now I buy them and I'm like, it's not good anymore.
It's like
my taste buds changed. But
what about raspas?
Raspados?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still buy raspados, tamarindo, rompope, lechera.
Or the ice cream in the inside.
No, I've never had that before, bro.
Bro, you know what you're
talking about. Oh, shit.
Where you like, over there in Texas, they used to, I mean, I know that there's spots here that do it too. But you get the raspa, and then they hollow it in the middle, and then they put a big old scoop of ice cream in the middle.
I've never had
so that. Whenever you're mixing it, bro.
Oh.
Damn.
I've never had that before. I'm gonna have to try it one day, but
right, yeah,
we'll see what's up. Well, we're gonna have to end it right here, guys. It was kind of short, but
we
did what we could. We appreciate your time, and thank you guys for listening.
We went off the rails a little bit on the peanut butter, but it's all good.
Nah, it's just like
inside
content. You know, I'm sure people are gonna get some laughs and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for going on the ride with us today, guys. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Peace out.
Peace out.